It's not playing with Lex and Dan.
It's not playing with Lex and Dan. I'm Dan Morin.
And I'm Lex Friedman.
And this is the show where Lex and I, who have been friends for a long time, watch movies that a lot of people have seen, but that we haven't seen. And we should also mention, this is season 10 of
Good
Not Playing.
Lord.
I know, a show that we started back in the wee days of, I don't even remember what year it was. Was it 2013? Was it 2014?
It was
somewhere
really
in there.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
What's really remarkable, what I think about it is, I don't watch that many movies, so a very high percentage of the movies I've seen in all that time have been with you.
Actually, that's probably true for me too, even more so in recent years where I have a small child and don't really go to movies anymore. So, our first episode, by the way, November 15th, 2013. So we are over. We've been doing this for more than 10 years, Lex.
Wow.
Oof. Well, for season 10, we decided to, as we occasionally do, have a bit of a theme season. A couple of years ago, I looked back.
We call them themesins.
No, we don't. Yeah. I looked back, Lex, because I was thinking about our last season that was akin to this, and I realized that it was several more seasons ago than I thought it was. This is hearkening back to season 6, if you can believe it.
In
2020, where Lex made me watch a bunch of movies about football, despite the fact that I'm not really a football watcher or enthusiast or anything. But we watched some good movies. And so now I am turning the tables on Lex by making him watch movies about my favorite sport, or at least the sport I have the greatest degree of fondness for, which is baseball. Now, we have already watched one baseball movie together way back in, I want to say, season 1, I think?
I think it was season 1.
Which was Field of Dreams. Yeah, that was episode 4. And so that movie is out of the running for this. But I have great news for you, Lex.
Oh, I can't wait. What's that great news?
Well, that great news is that the movie we are starting off with this time is a movie that has some stuff in common with Field of Dreams, not least of all being about baseball. It is a 1988 movie called Bull Durham. Do you know anything about Bull Durham?
Well, no. It's funny because you mentioned earlier today that this was the movie we're going to watch, and I definitely loaded up a webpage and saw an actor or actress who was like, oh, that actor or actress is in it, and I don't even remember,
you don't even remember that was
gender of the person,
okay,
let alone who it was. I know it's about baseball.
Yo,
there's a tiny
out
part
of
me,
there, as we say.
Hey, that's good. It would not shock me, Dan, if there were also dead baseball players in this one, as there are Field of Dreams.
Interesting. Okay. How many? That's a deep one. Like, keep going back to that. Well, the dead baseball player. Well,
well, you said it has things in common.
This is true.
And it also wouldn't surprise me if Costner was in this one too. God, I really feel like I know almost, I've heard of the movie. I don't even know if Bull Durham is a name of a real baseball player or a fictional one, or if it's a place or a term that means something. Like, I know so little going into this one, so I can't wait.
Okay. I think this movie is rightly considered a classic. I saw this movie. This was part of like my in my early 20s when I went and filled in a lot of gaps in my, like, not movies I hadn't seen but I heard of. I definitely watched this one.
I'm guessing it's a drama, by the way.
Yeah, it is drama. It's comedic at times though too. It's a comedy? I don't know. I guess it is more of a comedy. I don't know. How would you qualify such a thing?
I'll tell you my opinion afterwards.
Okay. I know you will recognize several actors in this movie. And I think, hopefully, you will enjoy it. So, yeah, we're going to be loading up a bunch of baseball movies this season, loading them on the bases, as we say. I'm just going to be throwing out baseball lingo left and right for Lex.
The kid ought to be in pitchers. see what I did there?
That was a ball on the outside.
Well, you got to strike while the puns are hot.
And we've lost half our audience only 5 minutes into the season. It's pretty impressive, really. So we're going to be watching this. You can potentially watch it along with us, but Lex is going to tell you how you do that.
Find a streaming service that has the movie or rent it on DVD. Oh, but the way to really watch along with this, the point that Dan was making, was by becoming a member of The Incomparable. TheIncomparable.com/members is where to go look. If you're already a member, thank you so much for your support. Make sure you've told The Incomparable you want to send some of your hard-earned dollars our way. But if you're not, there are many reasons to do so. Becoming a member means you get exclusive episodes like our full commentary tracks. There are other commentary tracks available, and there's bootlegs and other bonus content that are only available to subscribers. So go to TheIncomparable.com/members. The cheapest plans are cheap, and the priciest plans are just a way to show even more support. So you should go check it out, and we thank you. Did I miss anything, Dan?
Just a reminder, too, that you can join our member Discord if you're a member, and that's a lot of fun.
That's right.
An active community there. Tons of great shows, lots of good people.
And a lot of people who play my games every day and post about it and tag me. So I see scores all day long in that Discord as well.
It's special. Special place.
Yeah.
Well, Lex, we've had a very smooth time watching Bull Durham.
For the listener who doesn't do the commentary track, we took it over 2 days to watch this, and there were a couple different lag issues, some buffering issues, but we got there.
We got there.
We watched the whole movie.
We made it all the way there.
And Dan, here's the thing. I didn't get upset when we sometimes had some struggles, because I was enjoying myself watching the movie.
There you go. I'm glad to hear it. Honestly, I started with this one because A, it's a classic, and B, I think it's kind of a crowd pleaser. Honestly, like, you know, it's funny. It's got some good performances, and I think it's very watchable. And it's about baseball, but it's not like really about, like, it doesn't get too nitty gritty, which I appreciate. And also minor league baseball, which I think is something that doesn't get. There's not a lot of films about minor league baseball.
I will say the movie was nothing like what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I think we debated when we, and again, it was several days ago when we started. I think we debated, or you debated, whether it was a comedy or not. It definitely felt like a comedy to me.
It is a comedy, yeah. I mean, there's some romance in there, too, I think, is part of it.
Yeah. So I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny. I thought a lot of really good performances from the lead actors, and frankly, from the supporting actors. Wait, there were two different Anita Giordanos who worked on the catering of this movie. Anita L. Giordano and Anita V. Giordano. I want to know the story behind
coincidence.
That.
Coincidence.
Yeah. But I didn't love Susan Sarandon's character. I mean, she did what she was supposed to do, but I also found her extremely annoying. Like, I don't want to be around that kind of person in real life, which is possibly also how I feel about Susan Sarandon. But I don't know. She was like, there are two things, right? One is just like her, for lack of a better term, her woo-woo-ness was a lot for me. And then secondly, like, it makes me feel weird. And this is a Lex problem more than a writer problem, okay. I think. But it makes me feel weird when you got a movie that can have any number of characters that they want to have. And like, hey, let's have, it's not even a love triangle, right? Like, let's have both guys be in love with the same woman. Let's have the woman like both guys. Like, now we get to watch her bed both of them. And it just feels like there's so many people. It just seems like meet more people. Like, they don't, I don't know. I get that was the whole point, was this thing. But I really,
Lex, I don't like drama in my movies.
Exactly. I really enjoyed the relationship and drama between Tim Robbins and Kevin Costner. I thought they were really fun together and really good together. And frankly, I thought that Susan Sarandon did a good job with the part that she was given. I found her character annoying. And I guess that we're talking about the late 80s, so maybe this kind of storyline didn't feel quite as trite at that point. But I really did like it. But I was very impressed with those two guys and how they interacted. They were quite funny together.
Yeah, I do think Costner and Robbins do a great job, and also just the supporting cast of the team and the is fantastic. I mean, the Conference of the Mound scene, which is a classic, which I feel like is just one of those. I've been to a lot of minor league baseball games in my life, and I, in some ways, like minor league baseball games more than I like major league baseball games because they're weird. Like, there's a lot of weirdness in minor league baseball games, whether it's the stuff they do on the field or the mascots or just like the fact that I mentioned to you at one point, like, I remember going to a minor league game where someone got into an argument with the first base umpire, and in a major league baseball park, you can't hear it, right? You're used to seeing those conversations, like people yelling at each other, like on TV, but you can't hear anything. And even right. at the park, there's so many people, right? There's thousands, tens of thousands of people that you like, you can't hear what's going on in the field. But at minor league baseball park, you can hear it. And it's very funny to hear people shout really awful things at each other. It's just disconcerting in a way. And I think I enjoy that aspect of it. And this really manages to capture the feel of minor league baseball as this place where it's like, you know, it's full of all these people who are hopeful about making it up to the big leagues. But a lot of them get stuck there. And they're just working jobs and like, you know, in the off seasons, they got to go find real jobs and like, yeah. you know, it's very blue collar. And I think that it's a reality that a lot, like, you know, especially when we look at a world where professional athletes, even the ones who are not the like super high, you know, like the top starring players on a team, right? Like professional athletes are just like a different class of like wealthy, right? And
right.
it's a reminder that like there's a lot of people out there who are playing and trying to get to that point and never do or maybe do briefly. And I always enjoyed the tension of that and the reminder of it as a game that people play, you know, in part because they love it, but in part because it's a job that they can do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought that was good. These games were extremely well attended, which was impressive. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it was... It definitely, like you said, it's not. It doesn't get too into the weeds in baseball, but it's definitely a baseball movie, no question, and the baseball matters. I also liked that we didn't do some of the highly predictable things. Like, when Tim Robbins gets called up, like, we don't see him fail. Yeah. And when Kevin Costner gets fired, he just gets fired. And, like, this, it does, he doesn't necessarily have a happy ending, right? We don't know where yeah. it's going to go. And I thought it was really kind of, they found a good story to tell in that yeah. movie. And I liked it.
Ultimately, the winning and losing of the team doesn't matter as much, right? It's not the chronicle of, it's the team and they start and they're down on their luck and then they come back and have a winning streak and they win the whole thing, right? Like the team, right. we don't even know how they end up doing in the season, right? Like yeah. they talk about it sort of briefly, but like it's not important to the story. It's not germane. And the point is that it keeps going on, right? Like we see these the brief intersection of this moment where these two guys are on the same team, and that's like, but it's a moment, right? Like they say it, and then now the moment's over and the team keeps going and those guys go off on their different trajectories and that's it, and we don't really need to worry about it because baseball is, you know, it's perennial.
And really Costner's yeah. character should get a job as a manager somewhere or an assistant coach of some sort, because yeah. he's clearly wow. very good. Like yeah, he yeah. got that guy way better.
Well, we'll watch Bull Durham 2 next, in which mm-hmm. no.
Like I asked you while we were watching, why is it called Bull Durham? It's the Durham Bulls. It yeah, seems weird to me.
I don't know. I think they probably, I wonder if they started to call it like the Durham Bulls and they're like, it just doesn't sound good or something. I honestly have no idea. It's based on the so the reason is the film is based on, according to Wikipedia, on the nickname for Durham, North Carolina. When W.T. Blackwell and Company named its product Bull Durham Tobacco, which soon became a well-known trademark, okay. and then they started calling it the Bull City. So I guess there you go.
All right.
Yeah. So, and it's also, I think, written by a guy who played, Ron Shelton, who wrote and directed it, played minor league baseball for several years. And so that was part of this is, I don't want to say like, it's semi-autobiographical in the sense that like it's about his experiences playing minor league baseball, but I think less so about the love story and everything like that. I also enjoy from Wikipedia, they mentioned Costner plays because he's a former high school baseball player and he could hit home runs while the cameras were rolling. And he cast Tim Robbins, even though the studio wanted Anthony Michael Hall.
I probably was big at the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the '80s, right? Anthony Michael Hall is Brat Pack. Tim Robbins is a bit older. Yeah, so... I think this is a pretty good movie. You know, it's got its age problems with the late 80s movies, as everything does. Its treatment of some different types of people is not always the best. But
correct.
Is, you know, I think...
But far from the worst.
Oh, seen. Yes. Very far from the worst.
Yeah.
And I think this is the best... This is the best second best Kevin Costner baseball movie. I don't know. I love Field of Dreams. It's a little more baseball-y than Field of Dreams, but that's too...
You think it's more baseball-y than Field of Dreams?
Well, baseball, you know, Field of Dreams is about the American ethos of baseball. That's like the somewhat more, I don't want to say mystical, but like, yeah, certainly mystical narrative part of it, whereas this is a little bit more workaday, you know, the realities of baseball. And then I think we'll add the third Costner. There is one more Costner baseball movie, which we'll put in the hopper for later this season. which I don't think I've seen.
Is the idea that he just loves baseball?
I think he does love baseball. Like he said, he's a baseball player.
Hate baseball.
Yeah, he hates baseball. They keep making baseball movies with him, and he's like, please stop. Let me be a grizzled old guy in Wyoming. I don't really know.
But not this. I mean, this one is funny, and none of the drama hits too hard. Like even when we see that we have Costner's a little jealous because he gets called up. Like it's not a huge thing. It's not. He gets over it 5 seconds later.
Yeah.
And like it's the supporting characters all do well too. Like that the one baseball player who gets married on the field. Like he's pretty funny every time he shows up, and all the managers in the bullpen are quite funny to me to watch.
The standout for me is Robert Wool. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Who plays the coach, the second in command.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of stuff. Famously, he was the TV show Arliss, which was in the late 90s, early 2000s, which is about a sports agent.
I remember.
He was the star of that and also the creator. I think he does great here in that role too. But yeah, I really like this movie. It held up for me, having not seen it in probably 20 years, I think. I think it's a pretty solid one. So I'm glad we started off well.
We sure did. That was great. And do I get to find out what we're watching next, or is that a surprise for now?
That's a great question. I'm trying to pull up my list here and decide. This one, I tried to randomize, and I decided I wasn't happy with the random selections this time.
That happens.
So, yeah, I don't know if that's the right approach. Do I do that? I can try. Let's see. We got 10 options here. We'll generate a random number. And then I'll decide if I like it. This is perfect. This is how these things work. You're seeing how the sausage is made.
Random with flavor.
Okay, so the next one I picked is The Natural, which is a movie I have not seen. So we
is that Kevin Costner too?
Is not My memory Kevin, says that's Kevin not Costner. Kevin Costner. Oh, okay. But I think you will know some people in it. But we'll cue that up for next time. But yeah, it's been fun introducing you. I'm curious. We didn't talk much about this up front. I know you have seen some baseball. You don't really consider yourself a super baseball fan. It's not like football for you, but you are versed enough, it seems like, that it's, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, my I played Little League growing up. I was not very good, and we would typically go to one or two Phillies games a year, and then I would see the Reading Phillies from time to time, which was just the worst expansion name for a minor league baseball team name, the Reading Phillies. I think now they're the Fightin' Phils instead.
Oh, wow.
Because they decided that Phillies was too dumb. Yeah, now they're the Reading Fightin' Phils. Some of my kids played, a year or two of softball, t-ball, baseball, etc. But yeah, I appreciate what the baseball has done in the modern era to try to speed things up a bit. I don't have the patience for a full-length baseball game. Yeah.
The point of a long baseball game is not the baseball game.
Yeah, no. It's that you're not wrong.
Yeah.
but yeah, I don't like baseball is a game where I can watch and understand what's happening. Hockey, I don't know any of the rules. Like, I mean, I know hit ball and net, but I watch hockey and I have no idea what offsides is.
It's
like,
funny. I definitely went to a whole season of college hockey when I was in school because our hockey team was quite good. And I still don't know the rules for hockey.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. Liked watching it.
Yeah.
Did not understand most of what was happening. All right. Well, that is it for this time. We'll be back next time. But until then, keep watching the balls.
Keep watching the strikes, right? You want to watch the strikes go by.
You don't want to watch them go by. No good. It's no good. You should try to hit those.
All right. Next time. I don't think you should practice throwing a baseball on
If
the
can throw a baseball on a bus, you can throw it in a park. A bus is moving. It's way harder.
I guess that's true.